Yukon Quest race officials have extended the mandatory 36-hour layover in Dawson City by 4 hours. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, it's the second major change to this year's race.
The next stop on the Yukon Quest Trail is Eagle. Race personnel in the tiny Alaskan community are scrambling to get their checkpoints set up in time for the frontrunners. Race Marshal Doug Grillo says limited access there further complicates race logistics.
The window of a couple hours is just too tight to make sure those first teams had the proper services.
Grillo announced the additional time just as Eureka musher Brent Sass arrived in Dawson late Tuesday night.
I didn't really push him real hard, which was good, but it would have been nicer to know that before I left Pelly.
Two Rivers musher Abby West didn't know about the additional layover time either. She was surprised when the race marshal told her the change was necessary because teams, including hers, were moving so fast.
Oh! I'm not fast, am I? I'm slow, aren't I?
You're okay.
No. I felt slow.
But Wes doesn't mind the change.
I get to take that many more showers and go to sleep that much longer and eat more hamburgers or whatever they're going to feed me here. And I'm sure the dogs could use, dogs could always use extra little rest.
Mushers will reevaluate their strategies to account for the added rest time. They're also looking at a reroute of the trail into Eagle that eliminates an impassable American Summit and shaves 50 miles from the race. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Emily Schwing.